WCL, listening.
480.
24 Alpha Golf. Go ahead, Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima.
I'm just coming over top of Caesar Head. Heard you on the radio and wanted to throw my call out there. How you doing today? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving yet. By the way, the name here is John.
Here's Austin. Yeah, I'm down here. I'm from Greenville, but I live in Kentucky now. I came down for Thanksgiving with my family, and me and Dad rode up to Caesar's Head. Actually, I was going to do a boat activation, but we just didn't have enough time. I started getting a couple contacts, and then a DX station came in on us, so we went over to Pretty Place to check it out, and then we're headed back down the hill.
EC4AG, I don't know if you heard me or not. I had my truck on accessory, and it shut off on me there, so not sure if you heard any of my transmission or not. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar, Hotel November, stationary mobile right now in Asheville.
This is Austin, and I did hear you. I don't know if you heard me. Of course, we may have doubled there. I'm out of Kentucky. I'm from here in Greenville. I came down for Thanksgiving. And Dad and I went up to Caesar's Head, and I was going to try to do a boat activation, but we kind of didn't have enough time, really. And I made one contact, but then a DX station came in on us, and it kind of wiped us out there. So we went on to Pretty Place over at Camp Greenville to check it out, and then we're headed back down the hill.
That rode very well there, 176. And Pretty Place is a pretty place. We enjoy taking family up there when they come to visit us. We live in the Atlanta area, northern suburbs of Atlanta. And we bought a house in the upstate, I guess about almost 8 years now. And we come up, I would say, every weekend. We get the heck out of Dodge, a.k.a. Atlanta, for a little bit quieter environment. And we spend all of our holidays up here, so we enjoy the area very well.
Really nice. I miss it. I normally have a wife and two kids with me, but they stuck around up there. Her mom is... it's her birthday, and they wanted to spend Thanksgiving there, and I wanted to come see my grandparents and hang out while they're still doing good. And you never know how many more holidays you're gonna have with them. So it was a good opportunity to come down and see them and hang out with my parents and my grandparents some. But I miss Greenville, but it's nice and slow up there in rural Kentucky where I'm living at.
In Kentucky, do you live now?
In Somerset, it's right there on Lake Cumberland. It's about an hour and a half south of Lexington, and then about an hour away from the Tennessee line. Tennessee line and down around Oneida, Tennessee.
Isn't that the area they call the land between the lakes, or am I thinking somewhere else?
Between the lakes would be a little further west. It's probably about, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hour drive from where we're at, west, and that is that's right there on Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley, I think. That's a really nice place. My wife and I went on right before we had our first baby, we went there and stayed a few nights and hung out. They've got an observatory and all kind of good stuff. That's a real nice area. Well, I say they got an observatory. They do have an observatory. It's not a big one like the one, telescope here in Greenville, but they've got like a, what do you call it, where you sit in the big dome and they show you stars and stuff like that. My mind's going blank on the name of it. Anyways, there's a lot of neat stuff there, and they've got a buffalo herds you can go out there and see, and there's a lot of nice things to do there at Land Between the Lakes. You can even get, I think you can draw tags to hunt there as well. My wife's uncle, he's hunted there with some success, I think maybe for elk or something. AEC 480.
Very nice. Never been out that way per se. And I think what you're thinking of is a planetarium. And we got one north of Atlanta in a little town called Cartersville. A very wealthy philanthropist built a science museum right in the middle of nowhere. But it is right on the interstate, and one of my buddies was the actual project engineer on the job, and he got me some tickets. It's a science museum, but they have a very nice planetarium, and I remember as a kid, I grew up in the New York City area. We used to go to all the big museums in New York City, and I remember I was probably about 9-10 years old, probably fifth grade or so, going to the Hayden Planetarium in Manhattan and just totally being blown away by that. That was a very, very, very neat experience for a small child like that. So a lot of fun for sure. And I don't know if you heard me say, I'm in Asheville right now. I'm sitting on the top level of a parking deck here at Mission Hospital. Just looking over at the mountains, watching the trees sway in the breeze. K4WCL.
You're making a pretty good trip. This repeater seems to have real good coverage. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. I don't know why I couldn't think of it. We went to one in Huntsville. We went to the Huntsville Ham Fest. We went down today early so we could take my boy and, to the Space and Rocket Center, and that was a lot of fun. He really enjoyed that planetarium, so we'll probably, next time we go to LBL, we'll hit that one up, and really want to take him to this one. I don't know if it's open to public now with COVID and everything, but sure would like to check it out with him sometime. Cartersville, I am familiar with. I used to have to go carry some slew knives from our facility in Spartanburg over to our facility in Cartersville to use their OD grinder to sharpen knives for slitter at All Metal Service and Warehousing, which is where I used to work at. And I have a fondness for, I can't remember the exact name of the place, but I know that it's something drive-up barbecue. I'm sure you probably know what I'm talking about as soon as I said that. It's a nice little place that looks like it's been added on to 4 or 5 times, and that's how I guess you know the food is good. but I would go there and then go there and get barbecue while I was waiting on everything to get done. But I've definitely been. I didn't know they had a science museum there in Cartersville. I'd have to check that out if we were traveling and going down through that way. That's pretty neat.
Been there probably 10-12 years now. It's a neat looking building, very modern looking building, right there on the interstate. If you were heading south, it would be on the right side of the interstate. And I bet I know the restaurant you're talking about. It's called Scott's Walk-Up. Scott's Walk-Up. It's on Tennessee Street, just north of Cartersville. Is that what you're thinking of?
That's exactly it. That place is good. I like it. The first time I went down there, the plant manager down there, I asked him, I said, is there anywhere to get good barbecue? And he told me a place, and I went there, and they didn't have good barbecue. So the next time I went down there, I found my own place, and I went to look on for my own self, and I came across it, and I was not disappointed. I really enjoyed eating there, and so I next time I'm through there, maybe I'll stop at Scott's and then try to hit up the planetarium. I like that. It's a nice little area. Seemed like a nice area.
Been there probably since the 60s. I've kind of gotten to know the old man that owns it. Matter of fact, I started smoking butts about 7 years ago, and he's given me a few pointers, but he's been in business a long time, and yeah, all the locals go there. If you're hungry, you better show up before 11 o'clock or right at 11 o'clock. You show up there around lunchtime, 12 o'clock, there's always a line out the door, and I don't live in Cartersville. I live in a small city called Cumming. It's just on the west side of Lake Lanier. Cartersville's about an hour ride over there, but I'm in sales, and Cartersville is part of my territory. I've actually got four customers over there. So I get over there quite a bit. I mean, during COVID, I haven't been riding the roads too much, but I used to get over there about once a month, so we'd eat at Scott's probably twice a month or so, and his Carolina vinegar-based barbecue sauce is excellent. I usually buy it by the bottle when I go there, but yeah, good place. He's got real good stew, very consistent. If you're ever there on a Friday, he does brisket one day a week, and that's on Friday, K4WCL.
I do love brisket. I would love to come down through there. I mean, you know what else? If I'm coming through there, it's most likely going to be on a Friday, so that might work out good. I think next time we go somewhere, I can go that route. I think I will. I might try to hit that brisket up. I like to, there's nothing better than a good brisket. I made two briskets so far, and one of them was really good. The other one was pretty good, I'm still working on it. I'm still learning the craft there, but we've got an okay barbecue restaurant in Somerset. It's kind of a chain kind of situation. It's called Sonny's. No, I can't remember. Yeah, I think it's called Sonny's. It's okay, but it's nothing to, like, you know, call home about. But I would love to try the brisket at Scott's. That sounds awesome. AEC4AG.
For WCL. Well, I don't know where in Greenville you used to live or your grandparents lived there, but like I said, we've been coming up here. We're in northern Pickens County, not too far from Table Rock, not too far from Pinnacle and Sassafras Mountain. So we do all of our, you know, shopping and lunch and all that, mainly in Pickens. And I always said to my wife, you know, Pickens, I'm surprised Pickens does not have a barbecue restaurant. There's a little place there called the Parkette, which is more takeout and catering. They don't have any seats or anything. So really no good place to go sit down and have a barbecue meal. And about 8 months ago, one opened up there. I don't know how familiar we are with Pickens, but Ann Street, North Ann Street is Highway 178, just north of downtown Pickens. Little hole in the wall place on the right called Big Cliffs Barbecue. And I tell you what, old the guy that owns it, his name is JC. And man, he makes some good pork. And I gotta say, it's the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had. As a matter of fact, we're going to stop by there tomorrow and see if he can't whip us up a macaroni and cheese plate to feed, you know, eight people or so, and serve it with our Thanksgiving dinner this weekend. But if you're ever up in Pickens, go check out Big Cliff's Barbecue. It's the real deal.
Well, that won't be too bad to get to. That sounds really good. I'll have to check that out. Maybe we'll take off tomorrow and try to get over there for lunch or something. I'll check that out for sure. Thanks for the heads up on that. Yeah, I love good barbecue. I think it would be fun to, I mean, you know how it is. It's hard to open up a restaurant, but we did have one that was pretty good, but it didn't make it for some reason. I don't know why. Their food was a little on the too smoky side, and maybe that was it, but people seemed to like it a lot. Matter of fact, the best place we have is only open one day a week, and I don't think he's been open lately. He mostly does catering, so it's kind of one of those deals where mostly they're not open. But this is, well, I actually know his dad through work, but he does good. He does catering mostly, but it's like a food truck. Sometimes it'll, like a trailer, he'll take to places, but it's not a restaurant you can go to reliably. So I don't count it. But yeah, I'd check out this Big Cliff. That sounds real good. The macaroni sounds extra good. I'm starting to get hungry. I could probably eat a whole 8-person macaroni right now myself.
Well, my wife is a macaroni and cheese girl. I like it okay, but she loves a good macaroni and cheese. And we ate there 2 weeks ago, and she had the macaroni and cheese as a side for the first time. And she's like, oh, my God, you got to taste this. And I took a bite of it, and I ended up eating half of it. So we tried to call him Wednesday as we were driving up to Pickens, and he was closed. So I figure we'll just stop by there tomorrow. We got to run into town and get some last-minute things for our Thanksgiving meal. We're gonna smoke a couple turkey breasts in the smoker. I think the kids will start dropping in probably mid-afternoon, so got to get everything ready. Well, Austin, I certainly did enjoy chatting with you here on the Caesar's Head Machine. My wife just texted me. She is heading down towards the entrance, so I'm afraid once I start moving, I'll probably drop the repeater. I just happen to find a good parking spot here to entertain myself with the radio, but once I get moving, I'm sure I'll be in and out until I get down close to the state line. So, anyway, good chatting with you. I'll listen out for your final before I start rolling. I think it's Alpha Charlie 4 Alpha Golf or something close to that. K4WCL. 7-3, old man. Take care. Safe travels back to Kentucky.
Well, this is, that's correct. You got it right. I appreciate the QSO, and I really enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy your macaroni and your turkey that you're smoking, and hope you hope y'all really enjoy that, appreciate you talking me down the mountain there. You have a good one and have a great rest of the day. K4WCL, this is AC4. Was it K4WCL? This is AC4AEG, and I'll break with you.
Right, 73 Austin, K4WCL.
73, K4WCL, AC4AEG.
For Echo, Alpha Echo.